This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg Managing Editor Miles Miller. Officials in New York City say congestion pricing raised around $52 million in toll revenues last month on top of the $48 million brought in January. Miles, you know New York as well as anyone. Is congestion pricing working?
Yeah, MTA officials here in New York City feel that congestion pricing is performing exactly as it's intended. So in its first 2 months, it's raised over $100 million. That's roughly $50 million each month. This month, $52 million, which is very much in line with what they had projected when they rolled out this program. So officials with our transit authority have said that they're pleased with these early results. They're emphasizing that congestion pricing is not just about raising revenue, but also about reducing traffic and pollution and improving our aging public transportation infrastructure. And of course, they've described this initial success as validation of years of planning and study. It's Steve, when you lived here, you know the congestion was brutal, but they've seen a roughly 10% decrease in vehicle traffic entering this area below 60th Street.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I mean, the whole idea of this is they charge a premium to drive below 60th Street, the Central Business District. Has there been a change in car and foot traffic?
Yeah, so Bloomberg World Headquarters sits just below the congestion zone. When before the program started, you would see lines of trucks coming into this area. We did a study. We put a camera outside our window. Those numbers of cars that were coming into the area significantly dropped. They've recorded a 10% decrease in vehicle traffic entering below 60th Street. It's amounted to approximately 2.6 million fewer vehicles so far. And as you know, in this area of Midtown, when you've got the arteries going into Queens, you're going to go into the Queens Midtown Tunnel or across the Queensboro Bridge on the other side going into New Jersey. I mean, you could sit in traffic for hours. And now it is much different. The Holland Tunnel, which goes into New Jersey, has become nearly twice as fast as before the program started. So there's clear signs that it works, but will it stay around for long?
Officials here in San Francisco were considering a congestion charge before the pandemic. They gave up on it due to a drop-off in business downtown. I wonder, have you noticed, has congestion pricing affected businesses in Manhattan?
Well, the governor here in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul, has pointed to businesses having a positive impact, that more people are visiting businesses in Manhattan. Now, unlike San Francisco, which has sort of stepped back from that plan due to pandemic-related downturns downtown, Manhattan officials believe this system could ultimately help businesses. I mean, when you have less cars on the streets, they believe that that means more people are walking around, more people are using the subway system and going to places they need to go. We are across the street from Bloomingdale's flagship store, and there are no fewer people going in there. So city leaders and local business groups say they're monitoring how it affects customer behavior. But right now, they say the economic impact is positive at this point.
The Trump administration has said that it wants to end congestion pricing. Where do we stand on that?
Right. It's a serious legal battle. So last Friday was supposed to be the drop dead deadline where those cameras were supposed to be shut off in New York City. Secretary Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, wound up giving New York a 30-day reprieve to figure out how to end this program. But the governor said that the cameras are staying on. They said that they were revoking the federal authorization for New York City to collect these tolls because they called congestion pricing an unfair burden on working-class drivers and small businesses. The transportation secretary was across the river with congestion pricing's number one foe. That's New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy on Saturday. And he continued to beat this drum that congestion pricing needs to stop in the city. But New York's not backing down. The governor and the MTA quickly filing those lawsuits. And they're saying to the federal government, we'll see you in court. And that's something the federal government has been facing in a lot of these kind of cases.
Miles, before I let you go, of course, the whole idea here is to raise money and funnel it into mass transit improvements. Cynics say, yeah, sure, it'll go to mass transit. Is it too early to tell if that plan is working?
So what we saw right today in the MTA's board meeting is that they plan to use that money almost immediately. They are about to release one of their contracts on the 2nd Avenue subway project. That's extending the Q train past 96th Street up to Harlem. And they say that the money from congestion pricing is going to go to that immediately. So, you know, if this system is to be shut off, where do they get that funding from? Obviously, you know, Washington is not eager to be doling out some of that money to the transit system. So, you know, if that money's coming from congestion pricing, it'd be really hard for congressional Republicans to back cutting off a program that's going to help New York City, especially when they plan to, you know, at least Mike Lawler, one of the representatives here in New York, plans to run against Kathy Hochul. It's a catch 22. If they shut it off, is it going to be a negative effect on the city? Or if they keep it going, can they say anything that happens, Kathy Hochul owns it? So it remains to be seen, but it's definitely a lot of debate happening here in New York City.
Great to talk with my longtime friend, former journalism colleague Miles Miller at Bloomberg. Thank you for coming on, Miles. We appreciate it.
Great to talk to you.
You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.